welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 26th of November, 2008, Thanksgiving Day, and the title of this podcast is Dark Nights, Twinkling Lights. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Dark Nights, Twinkling Lights. Beginners. It gets dark here in Wenatchee at about 4:30 in the afternoon now. My children often ask me what the time is, or whether they need to get ready for bed, when it is still early. It can be a little confusing. One thing that I like to do quite soon in the winter is to put up Christmas lights on the trees outside the house. They are so pretty. Also, the children play longer outside when there are different lights. Some of the businesses in town have already decorated their buildings and landscaping. It encourages people to keep shopping. We have lights of many different colours. My favourites are green and blue. Some people in our neighbourhood really go to town with the lights. In fact, there is a competition held every year for the best decorated house. People drive around the town to Christmas Light Spot. They drive up to and admire the prettiest houses. Advanced. I must be a big kid at heart because this time of year is special for me. Obviously, with Thanksgiving and Christmas around the corner, there is a lot of preparation and decorating. The dark nights and lack of skylight are compensated for by all the twinkly lights in town. Some neighborhoods look like Las Vegas. It can become a real showpiece and, at the very least, a cheery sight to view from a car. We usually start the festivities early by decorating the trees outside. You can hear the ooh and ah from adults and children alike when they see the lights. When a pine tree is decorated with green, it glows magically, and when it is covered with blue lights, it has a cool, mysterious shine. I think that most people appreciate the beauty of lights. There is work involved in putting the lights up, though. It can be a tricky job. In fact, many people end up in the emergency room because of falls from ladders or electrocution. Well, I hope that won't be my fate this year. I will be extra careful. Just you wait until my trees are decorated. There will certainly be pictures on this website of all the colours and twinkling lights. Well, that's all for today, listeners. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.